They might exterminate us. H.G. Wells, The War of the Worlds. The Lethal Century. Published on the eve of the 20th century, H.G. Wells's The War of the Worlds, 1898, is much more than just a seminal work of science fiction. It is also a kind of Darwinian morality tale, and at the same time a work of singular prescience. In the century after the publication of his book, scenes like the ones Wells imagined became a reality in cities all over the world, not just in London, where Wells set his tale, but in Brest-Litovsk, Belgrade, and Berlin, in Smyrna, Shanghai, and Seoul. Invaders approach the outskirts of a city. The inhabitants are slow to grasp their vulnerability. But the invaders possess lethal weapons, armored vehicles, flamethrowers, poison gas, aircraft. They use these indiscriminately and mercilessly against soldiers and civilians alike. The city's defenses are overrun. As the invaders near the city, panic reigns. People flee their homes in confusion. Swarms of refugees clog the roads and railways. The task of massacring them is made easy. People are slaughtered like beasts. Finally, all that remains are smoldering ruins and piles of desiccated corpses. All of this destruction and death Wells imagined while pedaling around peaceful Woking and Chertsey on his newly acquired bicycle. Of course, and here was the stroke of genius, he cast Martians as the perpetrators. When such scenes subsequently became a reality, however, those responsible were not Martians, but other human beings, even if they often justified the slaughter by labeling their victims as aliens or subhumans. It was not a war between worlds that the 20th century witnessed, but rather a war of the world. The 100 years after 1900 were without question the bloodiest century in modern history, far more violent in relative as well as absolute terms than any previous era. Significantly larger percentages of the world's population were killed in the two world wars that dominated the century than had been killed in any previous conflict of comparable geopolitical magnitude. Although wars between great powers were more frequent in earlier centuries, the world wars were unparalleled in their severity, battle deaths per year, and concentration, battle deaths per nation year. By any measure, the Second World War was the greatest man-made catastrophe of all time. And yet, for all the attention they have attracted from historians, the world wars were only two of the many 20th century conflicts. Death tolls quite probably passed the million mark in more than a dozen others. The Mexican Revolutionary War, 1910-20, the Russian Civil War, 1917-21, the Civil War in China, 1926-37, the Korean War, 1950-53, the intermittent civil wars in Rwanda and Burundi, 1963-95. The post-colonial wars in Indochina, 1960-75, the Ethiopian Civil War, 1962-92, the Nigerian Civil War, 1966-70, the Bangladeshi War of Independence, 1971, the Civil War in Mozambique, 1975-93, the War in Afghanistan, 1979-2001, the Iran-Iraq War, 1980-88, and the ongoing civil wars in Sudan since 1983 and Congo since 1998. Before 1900, only the rebellions of 19th-century China, in particular the Taiping Rebellion, caused comparable amounts of lethal violence. Comparable fatalities were caused by the genocidal or politicized